Mayor, you were planning on dealing with that ordinance. It didn't work out, though, did it?
No, Brad, it appeared there were some questions with between the draft that had been looked at and what was actually put on the agenda last night. There might have been some conflicts in what we were looking at there. So we felt like it was best just to pull that one off last night. It will be coming back up at a September meeting. And hopefully, you know, it was just an oversight. And the actual ordinance that got submitted last night was a little bit different than what we'd originally discussed going forward with.
This is something we've had you on the news earlier this year talking about it. A lot of cities and towns across the state are working with the short-term rental ordinances, aren't they?
Yes, Brad. This is going on all over the state of Arkansas. It's a very popular way to utilize property now. There's actually a lot of good benefits to it. Most time it gets properties cleaned up in better shape than they were before they may have entered that in some cases, you know. And it's something that we just want to make sure as we go forward and see this growing popularity here in our area that we know where these locations are at. And two, there's a lot of safety concerns with it, you know, when making sure that you've got a property that if you're an offsite or, say, out of the city area, you might live out of state or something, you got one of these. We know who the contacts are, that you've got emergency plans posted in those facilities. So your guests know what to do in the case of an emergency there at that location.
Also, working on some testing of water lines in the city, right?
We are, Brad. We've been recently, like every water utility in the United States, has now been mandated to do what's called a copper and lead review of their system. And that involves a lot of stuff. First of all, doing an inventory of our water lines. And it's not just our distribution lines, it's all the service lines that are in the city. So we have to not only identify the type of lines that are in the ground that we have, but we have to identify what goes from the meter to the customer. And so that inventory is the first step of the process in determining what we've got. There's some water testing that's going to have to be done. We already do water testing, Brad. And our numbers are great. The City of Mountain Home's been testing for this stuff for years. So we don't anticipate any problems, but it's something we're required to do, and it's something that we don't necessarily have the ability to do it all by ourselves. So we entered an agreement last night with Garver Engineering to assist us with that. And once all the inspections are done and we know exactly what we got, then we'll have to determine, do we have any lead or copper line? And if we do, at that time, we'll have to develop a plan to replace that line in the city.
Very good. All right, Mayor. Hey, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, Brad. See you at Bomberfest Day.